Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's
818-612-0832. Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. We are on to our second show, and of course, if you're just waking up, we've been here from 6 o'clock, and of course, we're so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I'm Kim, and of course, I'm here with John and Tom. We've got a full studio. I'm really excited. We've got Craig Jones in here and Chris Wilkinson, and we're talking about Ventura Water, and I tell you guys are cleaning up over there. Oh, wait, no pun intended, right? But, you know, I love what we do here, and I love to share all the great things that you guys do. So thank you so much for being here. And we're going to be talking about Ventura Water. And, of course, all of our community out there can do their part. And that's what's really great when we hear things that we can be a part of, and they have so many things. Also, today we're going to be talking with J.J. Flynn-Zanes, and we're talking about Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame. And then we've got Mary Marinville, and we're going to be talking about the 5th Annual Ventura County Farm Day. So we've got some great things here in our community. And, of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Be the reason someone believes in the goodness of people. And that's really what this is all about. I thank you so much for being a part of our show. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to share our guests. We love to share our events with you. And we love to share our newsletter that goes out every single week. You can find out about all the events and all of our guests right there. Also, if you're on social, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more places to listen and to learn about what we do here. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com, or our podcast. And that podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we have Rubicon Theater tickets presenting Taking Sides, October 25th through November 12th. Another great presentation by the Rubicon. Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating. Also, we have the delightful and delicious California kettle corn, high-quality kernels, hand-popped and ready to go, homemade, family-owned since 2007. The LA Zoo, tickets for that from Kim. For more info, visit www.lazoo.org. And finally, for breakfast, it's nothing but Pete's Breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce available. That is Pete's Breakfast.
There you go. Thank you so much. And let's start off with some Pete's Breakfast. We've got a gift certificate that we would love to share with all of our listeners out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Well, I'm really excited to have both of you here this morning. And of course, Craig Jones is the management and analyst at Ventura Water. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You look really rested. You doing good over there?
I can't complain.
There you go. All right. And of course, we've got Chris Wilkinson here, and you are the inventor of NODA's flushing unit, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit of what does that mean and what does it do?
Well, NODES was created to offset the issues that were created when all water companies across the United States, actually in the world, would open hydrants and allow the water to just flush out into the street, therefore cleaning the water mains and bringing better quality water to the area. All water companies have been doing that, but it wastes a lot of water. There's like 20,000 gallons coming from each hydrant. Most cities have about 10,000 hydrants. So the solution was NODES, and what we do is we take a truck that has filters and a pump on it and hoses, and we would roll the hoses down to one hydrant down the street, and the other hose would go to another hydrant, and we would turn on the pump and circulate the water in a circle at a high enough velocity. That
brilliant.
Would, yeah,
brilliant. You know, I mean, wow, that's great.
And so Ventura Water is one of about 20 cities in California that has been proactive enough to want to conserve water and clean and better their water distribution system. So we sold them one, and they're very, very proactive with it.
Have you called Cambria yet? They need something bad. That makes so much sense. Wasting water is crazy.
Yeah, now you're actually the inventor of it?
That's correct. I invented it back in 1977 when I first got a job with the city of Avenal in California. And my first day on the job was to flush hydrants. And I told a friend, hey, why don't we just get a truck, put some filters on it, circulate the water, clean it, and save the water?
I love it. I love it that we were just talking on one of our shows of, you know, entrepreneurs and people that are, you know, forth thinking. I mean, that's what, you know, it's just, that's what I love. Everybody's got their gifts, you know, and you put it out there.
Yeah, very simplistic, but very good for the water distribution systems. It actually, because it saves hundreds of millions of gallons per city each year, it actually pays for itself. So you know, it's a, not only a good benefit, but it actually makes the distribution system for drinking water much better.
We'll see. And he said, what, 1977?
Yeah.
40 years ago. So, that, I mean, you're how
well,
old?
Well, yeah, we were talking about, so how many no's did you get before you got a yes, right?
Yeah, thousands.
But you know what? I mean, that's what it is. It's all mm-hmm. about just hanging in there till the right time.
Right. Is I had to have perseverance. And I was actually in the military for quite a few years. And when I got out, I got back into the water industry. And that's when I realized it was ready to put on the market. And it's taken us since we patented it in 2001. And it took us all the way till 2008 to actually get one in the field.
See? Wow. And wow. How many do you have now?
Right now, that's about 21. We're actually in Australia, New Zealand, and UK. And so we're really taking off. We've got a lot of water companies that are jumping on board. And I've just got a busy schedule. I'm away from the house 8 months out of the year now. And just go, go, go.
Do you have children and grandchildren and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So are they, like, part of the company?
Yes.
Of course, you know, we hire in, right? You know, whatever we can do.
My daughter's a CPA, so she actually runs the company and I do
thought
the operation.
So. Yeah, there you go. Craig's got lots of kids, so yeah, and I do too. I've got four and then three grandchildren, one on the way. So yeah, we have our own teams, right?
Correct.
I love it. I love it. Craig, talk to us about Ventura Water and what's going on there. You guys are so innovative. I mean, when I'm ever at any networking and I bring up them, they're, you know, Ventura Water, they're like, yeah. How I'm just, you know, excited to work with you and be a part of it and share everything that we have going. So I love that.
Well,
you see how
you.
I said we have going? Because that's what we do here. We team up and we spread and we are a part of everything. But you guys just go that extra mile. And I love that.
Well, thank you, Cam. Again, we appreciate just the opportunity to come on the air with you and share what we're doing. We serve the community, and we're grateful to be a part of this great community.
Yeah.
And again, we're just happy to have Chris with us. I mean, the No Des unit really has been a game changer.
Wow.
In the backdrop of, you know, going on 6 years of you know, persistent drought conditions.
How long have you guys been a part with them?
It's been an ongoing thing, but we really just really got up and rolling this summer with the No Des unit.
Okay.
You know, it takes a lot of paperwork and back and forth to get these things
You're
done.
Kidding.
Right.
Yeah. And now how much water does it really save? That's a really good, you know.
That's always the $1 million question. And the truth is we the sky is the limit. It's going to be phenomenal. We're basically, we like to say at a minimum 10 million gallons, but I'm being conservative.
Yeah, no,
the truth
really.
Is, so we just want to. We're excited to really implement this through the course of a year, and really have some real metrics to be able to showcase. But as Chris has said, it's a game changer, not just in the way that it obviously saves water, but it also has so many options in terms of bettering water quality.
That's
and so it's a two-pronged approach. It really opens doors for us to be able to surgically really attack our distribution system and be able to clean it, maintain it properly, and not have people kind of saying, wait a minute, you're asking me to save water, and you're out there blowing water down our streets.
You know, that isn't, I mean, you know, on a homeowner level, okay, is when, you know, we're all doing our part, and you come home, and it's raining, and people have their sprinklers on.
Right.
Or, you know, and on your level, I'm sure when we're having water going everywhere and you're asking people to not take a shower or do something less. And that's a great point.
Yeah. It's public perception.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw in there that Bud Tickle from Fresno, just to the north, is they bought theirs a couple of years ago. And he put in the Ventura Star that they had saved 133 million gallons last year with their one vehicle. And right there, it almost pays for itself with that.
Wow, that's great. So are we allowed to ask how much does this unit cost? No.
Yeah,
he's going, no, Kim, not now, but, you know.
It's you know, again, we're fortunate too to have bought it when we did, because naturally as they build it, they you know, Chris is very proactive about getting feedback from the users and constantly improving and making it. So for our unit, it was about $490,000. Wow. So about $500,000. Wow. But
look at the value as opposed to what we'd be losing in water.
Well, and the message that we feel like it sends, and that what we stand behind, is, you know, you can't put a dollar amount on doing the right thing.
I love that. And that's really...
Wasn't it a couple of weeks ago they were here talking about they'd come to your house?
Oh, yeah.
Haley was here. That's what I like about this.
And yeah.
It's, we'll come to your house and help you individually. This is helping the community as a whole without...
No, either way, you guys are out there. I mean, it just blows my mind. I have to be honest with you. Now, what will customers experience with the water mains are flushed?
The customers are going to normally, 99% of the time, not experience anything. In other words, the Ventura truck will be out in their street, roll out the hose. They won't see any pressure differentials. They won't see any dirty water. They won't see anything. So it's so much better than the old process of flushing, to where when they open up the hydrants, you would get a loss of pressure. The flows would get dirty, and you can never get it clean that way. With ours, we have actual analyzers on the truck, and we analyze the water down below 1 NTU. So it's better than it came out of the well source or possibly water treatment plant. So the customer is really going to see an upgrade in water quality in their distribution system. The safety is there because they can actually add chlorine, and then the aesthetics is they're not seeing dirty water, and of course they're looking out their window and not seeing the water company just waste water down the
water.
So there's so many positives, and we're not allowed to say, you know, so many win, but that's really what it is.
I love it. Will you both be able to stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to, you know, find out a little bit more about this. And again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give some tickets away, and we've got Rubicon, and of course they're presenting Taking Sides on starting October 25th through November 12th. We've got a pair of tickets for you. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, one of my favorite people is Craig Jones. You're here. You're just so mellow. You've got this really great aura about you, doesn't he? I'm telling you, I don't know. I love it ever since I met you. And, of course, he is the management and analyst at Ventura Water. And then, of course, we have Chris Wilkinson. Now I'm going to be in awe about this guy. I'm telling you, he's the inventor of NODES. Is that how it's pronounced? NODES flushing unit. And, God, I mean, there's like a twofold here. One, you're saving so much water and helping all the communities. And at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, ingenious. I love it, you know. So, again, John, you had a question.
I do. I don't know if this is positive or not, but let's say that your unit is doing its thing, and let's say the fire department has to come. How soon can you shut it off, and would they still be able to access that?
It can be shut off instantly at any time. In fact, there's emergency shutoffs on the truck. All they have to do is push it. But if the fire department is there, it has no effect at all with the fire department. There's no pressure changes, no velocities used, nothing. So if the fire department came out and used it on the next street over, we wouldn't even know it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah. Now, my listeners are always interested because we talk about entrepreneur, we talk about living out your dreams, right? I mean, we all have this dream, you know. I do hair also. I had this, you know, comb that I just think it could help so many people, right? But how did you go through the steps of, you know, really? Okay, is that a tricky question?
No.
Good. Or are you excited to tell us? Because, that's really, you made it happen.
Yeah, when I was graduating from high school, I actually came up with this idea on my first day of the job. I was 18 years old.
Yeah, so you already had that mind. When's your birthday? I'm going to just...
June.
Okay.
So I went ahead and I came up with the idea right then. I went in the military after that, and once I got out of the military, I wanted
to
go back...
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, and I wanted to go back into water treatment of some type as a civilian. So I worked out here in California, because that's where I'm from, and I went back into the Bay Area, and I asked... what was I going to do with this flushing program? And at that time, the cost of wasting the water was somewhere around $12,000 per acre foot. I mean, it was a lot. Plus, you know, the drought was coming on. It was a lot of other issues that were affecting it. So I knew it was time to start pursuing this. So I went ahead and I started pursuing it. I was an instructor pilot for the Arizona National Guard as a civilian, and that was the best job of my life. And, I came up with the patent. I went ahead and patented it, and it was time to go ahead and switch over. And so I did that. It's semi-lucrative. I'm not making a whole lot of money, but it's really enjoyable to go out and work with each city with their issues and problems associated with the drought and or wasting water and water quality to their customers. And it's just been fantastic to be able to help them improve the water quality, make their customers happy, make them safer, and save water. I mean...
You're kind of like a water hero. You know what I mean?
No,
seriously.
The water whisperer.
The truth is, it's not me. It's the city employees that actually...
Recognize
it and develop it. And so, like the city of Ventura, is they came on board and they could see the benefits and they ran with it. And it's just my job to give it to them, and they did everything else. So I have to applaud them, not me.
No, it's a partnership, and I love that, you know. So what does it take to make one truck? Like, what is the timing of manufacturing? I mean, is there a lot that's entailed in that?
Yes, it's about 120 days from the point where we get a purchase order to the day of delivery. We try to make that a lot less, but it's about that long. And we order parts from all over the United States and Canada and some Mexico. So we have a lot of part suppliers coming in from all these different places. And and each truck is unique. Is a little bit custom, a little bit different from the others. Plus, we're evolving, and so it's just a matter of getting the city to issue the PO and get the truck built, get it delivered. We do the training and support. It's usually the city owns their truck and their people run it, and we support them and train them. But we do have other offshoots where we do contract operations, and our crews will come in and actually do it under contract for the city. It's a little more expensive, but there are a lot of smaller cities that can't afford a truck that large.
So this might not be a good question, but I'm just going to ask it because that's just who I am, right? So did you need to have a patent for this? Or you said you got a patent. Like, you know, I hear people say, like, you know, maybe at that time of your life you did a cheap man's patent. Or what did you do?
Yeah. Actually, I did do the poor man's patent.
You did? Yeah. Okay. I guess it's called the poor man, not the cheap man, but the poor man's captain. But, you know, I have heard that before. So you did it.
We did that. And then we had to go through the USPTO. And now we've got two patents on it. And we're actually getting ready to do the third patent.
Wow. That's awesome. I love hearing stories. And then, of course, I love Ventura Water. And what a great, I'm so glad you brought them on, because it just makes our community aware of all the things that you guys are doing to make the changes, to make our community better. And I applaud you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you both. Again, Craig, please let our community know where they can find out more about what they can do to help in our community, because, you know, I always say it takes a village.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do want to, just before I point you to the website, just for those you might be asking, what the heck does NoDES stand for? We didn't clarify that.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
But yeah. It is, for those listening that want to know, it stands for Neutral Output Discharge Elimination System. So It's a mouthful, but there it is.
Okay.
But again, to find out more about what we're doing, how we're using it, and all of the rebates and incentives we offer the community, that tools in their belt to be able to save water and make a difference, go to www.venturawater.net.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give some California Kettle corn away. And if you haven't already had that, let me tell you, you're missing out. And I'd love to share that with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here comes the sun.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now back to The Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our next guest is JJ. And I want to make sure I get her name right. Is Flazanes. And JJ, did I say that right?
You did, Kim.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. And again, we're going to be talking about invisible fitness formula. I love that. And of course, 5 secrets to release weight and end body shame. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim, for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been a personal trainer for 20 years, mm-hmm. and out of the personal training modality and way of life, if you will, it's led to deeper questions and a bigger perspective, and the sort of underlying commonalities of what's really going on with someone. So that's why the Invisible Fitness brand actually started out about joints. When I first started, it was what makes you different. And I've got a lot of science background. I'm very good with biomechanics and anatomy and physiology and the things that a lot of trainers actually don't know, because you're not required to. You don't have to have a degree in any of these things to actually become a trainer. and I'm curious, and I learned a lot. And so I was always concerned about people's joints and knowing that whatever you do today affects you 5, 10, 20 years from now.
Hmm.
And it's grown from the physical joints and bones and structure to everything from spiritual, mental, digestion, hormonal, emotional, and mindset.
Very interesting. So why are diets, norms failing to create lasting weight loss for so many people?
Well, one of the first problems with that word, diet, is that most people, not all, but most people consider it a short-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on a diet. That's a very popular way of receiving that. I'm going to go on a diet, which means I'm going to go on a temporary change.
Mm-hmm. I say when I go on a diet, I'm already hungry. So I'm like, you know, the word, I kind of like try to trick myself because I don't want to I just don't want to do that. I can't say it or else I'm going to be have a problem.
Well, that's the other, one of the other aspects is that most people equate diet with restriction.
Right.
And I'm big on replacement, not restriction.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, do you have a book?
I do. It's called The Invisible Fitness Formula.
Okay. We didn't receive it yet, I guess. So, okay.
Yeah.
And now, is this your first book?
Nope, it's my third.
Oh, okay. So what other books? I always love to kind of like learn about people of what they've written. So what was your other two?
The first book, the first published book, by a company that did a bunch of different branding books. They're like the Idiot and Dummy series books. How, you know, you have one topic and it's like the idiot's guide for whatever. So I did a book called NAC Absolute Abs. NAC is the brand. Absolute Abs, Routines for a Fit and Firm Core. Mm-hmm. So I basically took that ab and core training piece of their NAC brand. And the difference between the Idiot series and the NAC series is that NAC's very picture-based.
Mm-hmm.
And there's beautiful pictures on every page, two on every page. So it really shows and demonstrates what it is you're talking about. So that was one of my first published books. And then the next book was really the culmination of, again, at that point, what I had been preaching, which is called Fit to Love, How to Get Physically, Emotionally, and Spiritually Fit to Attract the Love of Your Life.
Ooh.
And that blended in the how our self-care reflects and helps us to attract a partner, as well as love and attention from our other people, as well as from ourselves.
It's so funny. Self-care keeps coming up again and again and again, and it's true. I mean, if you aren't who you should be in your authentic self, you're not going to get the person you need, or you're not going to
have you're going to meet the wrong person because mm-hmm. you're going to still evolve into that next, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, right? So, you know, I love meeting personal trainers, and because I think that, you know, you try to eat right, you try to, you know, I don't know. You try to do your whole routine, and it's interesting. Where are you located, by the way?
I'm in Los Angeles, but I have clients all over the world. I work through phone and Skype as well as in person.
Oh.
So, yeah, but I'm in LA.
How do you work through phone and Skype? With fitness?
Very easily, actually. The phone part is more of that strategy, mindset, planning, accountability piece. But on Skype, it's as if I do the exact same things I'm doing with someone who I'm standing next to. I may not be able to hand you the weights, but I'm designing the routine. I'm watching your form. I'm correcting your form. And I'm choosing the intensity, and I'm creating the plan. So I'm doing the exact same thing I'd be doing with you side by side, except it's through Skype.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Modern technology.
I love it because I said the one thing that I'm not doing is working out. And I really feel like, you know, I have like such a full schedule. I'm sure it's like everybody else, but if I don't put it in my book, it doesn't get done. And then if I put it in my book, I don't really know what to do. You know what I mean? We have a machine in our home, and I just need somebody to kind of tell me what it is that I need to do. And it's like, okay, you know, I mean, you kind of need direction.
It's, you know, what's funny. My dad, he goes to the gym every other day. He's in his 80s.
My dad too.
And he got a personal trainer for the specific thing he wanted was to know how to do these machines correctly so he didn't hurt himself. And once he felt comfortable, that served a purpose.
That's really smart. Don't you think that's really smart, JJ?
Oh, absolutely. I'd add to that you have to be careful, though, what that means in terms of safety, because there's a couple components. There's safety and efficiency. when you're, and your dad's 80, he's doing great, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
But for everybody sort of in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even 70s, when we've got sort of body composition goals or bone goals, building bone, building strength, avoiding injury, the part of the training thing that people miss with exercise is that we adapt. Our bodies adapt. And so once you are doing whatever you're doing and then you adapt, it's easier on your body, which means you're going to get less change. So part of being a trainer, part of having the accountability and the expertise of somebody who can help you is to gently move you up the ladder of intensity when you're ready so you keep getting results.
Yeah.
You don't plateau. And that's the other, besides the safety factor, which I'm super concerned about for everybody. I'm all about your joints. I do not want you to wear down your cartilage. I want you to have strong, healthy body with no pain forever. And I train people like that. And Kim, I'm happy to help you.
I can help you
with your machine.
Yeah, that would be really good. I would love to even, you know, just kind of share this with my listeners that it's so easy to do over the phone or something, because I just think, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know that all of a sudden, you know, my doctor said, you need to have your bone density test. I'm like, oh, gosh, what does that mean, you know? And there was a little bit of a problem there, so I need to start working out with weights. And yeah. I think that people don't think about all the other stuff. They're thinking, I've just got to get buff, and it's beyond that time. It's like you got to just maintain your body and your core.
Absolutely. As we age, we lose hormones, we lose bone, we lose muscle. And the only way to get it all back, actually, is using resistance training and bioidentical hormones, but you're not going to build muscle if you're not putting your body in an environment where it needs it. So the application of force in exercise and the physiology of that is very specific, and most people aren't even doing that right.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so here's a question. What are some of the goals, or what would you start off with?
With you?
Yeah, or
just with
anybody.
Anyone.
Yeah.
You.
Well, everyone has different goals, and that's where one size doesn't fit all. We have to acknowledge where someone is, what they want, what they're willing to shift or change or try, and what's the most important thing for them. For some people, it is bone density. For some people, it's playing with their grandkids and just being fit enough to do that. For some people, it's getting leaner. I've got a client who I work with twice a week, and I'm her ninth trainer, and she's worked with, and not that she got upset with any of the past trainers necessarily, but she realized with this last guy, she wasn't getting the results that she wanted, which is she wanted to get leaner and build more muscle. And when I met with her, I was recommended to her, I said, tell me about your program. And when she told me what she was doing, I said, well, you're not on a muscle-building program, so that's why you're not getting the results you want. And here I am teaching her all the things that I think I've been doing for 20 years. And it was all brand new for her.
Right.
I'm her ninth trainer.
Right.
So it really, you know, and she needs to be, she's in her 60s, early 60s, so she wants to make sure she builds bone.
Right.
And as well as her metabolism. So, again, it's really based on the client's desire. It's not my idea of what you should do. It's what do you want?
What does your body need,
you
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. JJ, do you know, obviously, I'm sure you've heard of JJ Virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's been on our show several times. I love her. And I love you. I think that's such a cute name, JJ. So
thank you.
But anyways, where do my listeners find out more about your book and about you?
JJFlizames.com.
Okay, perfect. And where do we find your books?
So the book is available everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, but it's also available at JJFlizames.com. At the top, it'll say books, and it'll take you to my other site, which is InvisibleFitness.com, and you can purchase the book there.
And when we get your book, because I hope it's on the way to me, but is it step-by-step, or how is it? What are we going to find in there?
So the 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame is not a workout program. It's more of the first part. Now, there is a program that goes with the book. There's a 5-month transformation program that I built. That is a separate program for people who are interested in actually taking the journey of the transformation,
mm-hmm.
not just reading about it.
Okay.
So in the book, you're going to find out what the 5 steps are. What are the 5 secrets for me to really make a big difference in whether it be releasing weight or body shame or changing my lifestyle a little bit and the way that I approach all this to make it stick and last and get results?
Wow, I love it. All right. Well, JJ, please share our show with everyone, and I might take you up on that and give you a call after the show. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here. And you can also listen to our show on our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. If you could share it with all of your listeners and your people.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really, really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the 5th annual Ventura County Farm Day. And Mary will be here sharing that with us. And so stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I've got some Rubio gift certificates, and I'd love to share them with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, our next guest is Mary Marinville. And we're going to be talking, as I said, the 5th annual Ventura County Farm Day, which is so much fun. And we just had Ventura Water in here. So kind of, you know, it's like all of these farms that you get to visit. And, of course, we'll find out a little bit about that. You've got 3 days, right? Is it November 5th, 3rd, correct?
Well, it starts on November 3rd okay. with a film festival okay. at the Santa Paula Ag Museum. Okay. And then it's the 4th as well. So it's only
two days.
Oh,
the 2 days. I'm sorry. Yeah. And, okay, so tell us about that day. And I've been to this. It's great and so much fun. And so how did this even start in the very beginning? I love the story is why. So...
Okay. Well, I am the CEO and founder of SEAG, which is Students for Eco Education and Agriculture. And we teach thousands of kids every year about where agriculture comes from and the importance of local agriculture.
Right.
And when they were coming on the field trips out to the farms, I realized pretty quickly, not only did they not know about it, but their parents did not know about local agriculture.
Right.
So I approached 10 different farms 5 years ago and said, would you like to be involved in Ventura County Farm Day? And every single farm said, yes, and now we're up to 25 farms.
Wow. 25 farms? How
yes.
many do we have out here?
Ventura County has approximately 1,800 farms. Some of those are small. Small.
Really? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are the ones that are involved? Just curious.
The ones that are involved are, oh my gosh, do you want all 25?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
you do a little map, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's able to go and visit them, and then there's ones that are known for their tomatoes, and then ones that are known for, right?
Right, for their onions.
Yeah.
So we have farms open all the way from Ojai to Moore Park.
Okay.
So starting in Ojai, Earth Trine Farm, Ojai Olive Oil. And then in Ventura, we've got Diamond W Cattle Company.
Okay.
And in Oxnard, we have Gill's Onions. In Camarillo, we have Howling's Tomatoes, Phil McGrath Family Farms. and Santa Rosa, we have rider affiliated companies. In Somis, we have...
You're good, Mary.
Yeah, this
she's
is
like,
a,
did you just,
really got her.
Did you that. Just test me on this? But no, I just think it's so interesting because look at all the jewels. You know, I have my little garden in the backyard, and when I go out there, I have my two little grandchildren. I have three, but one doesn't live out here. I take my little twins out there, and I give them a basket, and I'm like, oh, look what we found, an avocado. And they get so excited because that's how I feel. And so I'm already sharing that with them, you know?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned your grandchildren because that's one of the wonderful things about Farm Day is it's a multi-generational event where children, parents, grandparents, they all enjoy it equally mm-hmm. as much.
Yeah.
They all have a great experience.
Yeah, I would love to bring my grandchildren to this because I just think, you know, that's where it starts. If you know, I mean, I remember my parents weren't really into their yard or into gardening or anything, so I didn't really know it until I started doing it. And my grandmother, though, was from England, and she used to think, look at those oranges being wasted like nobody, you know. And now it's like when we have our peach tree and there's more than I can't put them all in bags. I'm like, please come over before they go bad.
Well, that's the way it used to. My great-grandfather's Italian. He had a big garden. Everything came out of the garden.
Yeah. See?
And I remember as a kid pulling the carrots out to see if they were ready.
See?
<you go. laughs> Is this it? No.
No, yeah.
We'll try carrots again next year.
I'm so glad you talked about that because that's one of the concepts that people and kids also have is that when we would ask children how long does it take to grow a carrot, they think it takes 2 days
mm-hmm.
or they think it grows in the grocery store.
Yeah.
So that's what this whole day is about. It's
right.
not just about having fun.
Education.
It's about
right.
education
yeah.
too, and learning about where our food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of energy and all the hands that are involved mm-hmm. in producing the
yeah.
millions of pounds of food that we consume every year.
Well, it's like Kim, you know, you are also going to learn how much of your food comes from
right here. Exactly. Yeah.
18. I would never guess 1,800. I would say,
yeah.
okay, there's 100 farms.
Yeah,
you know,
but 1,800. Yeah, and all the, you know, the farmers markets. I mean, that's another great place. You know, mm. we want to like support what's happening right here in our community. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. We are almost on our last show here and our last guest. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And we're talking with Mary Marinville, and we're talking about the fifth, I can't believe it's already the fifth, annual Ventura County Farm. And so when you start off, you have the film festival, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Friday night at the Ag Museum in Santa Paula.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
the next day is the free breakfast at Whole Foods?
Yes, their Whole Foods has been very generous this year. They are offering free coffee and pastries and goodie bags for the first 350 people that arrive
okay.
at 8 a.m. on Saturday, November 4th. And the goodie bags also will have a coupon in there, buy one sandwich, get one free.
Oh, wow.
So you can get your picnic lunch to bring with you to
Perfect.
The farm. So.
That's great. Okay. And then the farm day.
The farm day starts officially at 10 a.m.
Okay.
on Saturday morning.
At 10
and
okay.
you have to pick and plan your day carefully because no one can visit all 25 farms in one day. So you have to pick at least just two or three.
Yeah. And do you have maps or do you
We do have a map online, and we will have maps at Whole Foods as well.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then do you come back? Like I know last year you had the barbecue and all that. Are you having that?
Yes.
Okay. So
the barbecue starts at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And that's going to be at Hanson Agricultural Research and Extension Center, also known as Faulkner Farm.
Okay.
At the corner of Briggs and Telegraph in
okay.
Santa Paula. And if
okay.
you've never been there, it is beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
That's great. And so tell us about that day and at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock, the barbecue starts, and that's the culmination. We say that Farm Day is a celebration of the hands and lands that feed us. So you can't have a celebration without having a meal together. So that's where the farmers and guests can come together and share a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have wine, we will have beer, all local, and we will have a farm-to-table salads and a barbecue, tri-tip and chicken, and music, live music by Coldwater Canyon. And if you've never heard them, they are a band out of Malibu,
right,
and they are excellent.
Wow. And now, if my listeners don't win tickets here, where do they get their tickets, and how much are they?
Tickets are $45, mm-hmm, and that includes one drink. Mm-hmm. It includes dinner and dessert and live music and the award ceremony. And children 12 and under are $15, mm-hmm, and you can get the tickets on Eventbrite. You just put in Ventura County Farm Day, mm-hmm, and the tickets will come right up.
Okay, great. Okay, great. And now, what's your favorite thing about this whole thing? I mean, one, obviously bringing people to awareness, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to all these different farms. But, you know, how about that?
The awareness of it, obviously, the awareness of people having these aha moments. We eat food three times or more a day. It's something that we consume every day. And I think we really take it for granted of how much the amount of resources that goes in to producing our food, mm-hmm, the amount of labor that goes in to producing our food. I don't think we appreciate our farmers as much as we could, our farm workers. And so this day is really about them shining and us appreciating them.
And Mary,
them.
How did you come, like, you know, what's your journey? Why did you choose this? Is this, what do you do? What do you do when you're not doing this?
Well, I was raised on a dairy farm in upstate New York. So my first 18 years of my life were on a dairy farm, and my family comes from a multi-generational dairy farming background.
Uh-huh. So you get up at 5 a.m. still?
I do get up at 5 a.m. I do. And I go to sleep really early as well. So that's the background. But when I'm not working on Farm Day, we see over 4,000 students a year. We go into the classroom. We bring them on a free field trip to Petty Ranch in Satakoy, mm-hmm, which is called the Farm Lab. Mm-hmm. We teach middle and high school kids about careers in agriculture to inspire them to go on and work in agriculture. So I'm pretty busy with that when I'm not working on Farm Day as well.
Wow. Well, you know what? I want to open up our phone lines right now. And I know that you gave us some tickets to give away. So I want to share those with our listener. And, of course, that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And, of course, that we're talking about is the 5th Annual Ventura County Farm Day. And that is happening on, the 4th is the Farm Film Festival. I mean, the 3rd is the Farm Film Festival, and the 4th is, the Whole Foods, right? The whole
the
map
breakfast.
Around, right? And then also the dinner.
The tours and the dinner.
Yeah,
yes.
So much fun. I love it. It's kind of just brings us down to earth and back to where we all began. And so I love that that you're sharing that with us. And again, so where can people find out again if they need some information on it?
VenturaCountyFarmDay.com. Our website is very, very user-friendly, very detailed. It has the list of all the farms. It has where you can get the tickets. We actually also have Farm Day merchandise. It says Ventura County Grown. And then it has a cool tractor and for T-shirts. And we have pint glasses and wine glasses as well, so they can purchase merchandise. And but the VenturaCountyFarmDay.com, and then for tickets, you can find a link on our website, which takes you right to Eventbrite to purchase the tickets.
Okay, perfect. And do you have other events during the year, or is this your big one?
This is our big event. We also have a golf tournament called the Ag Day Golf Tournament, and that's usually in June.
Okay.
So
right.
We just got done with that one.
Wow. How did it go?
It went well. We had 140 golfers, and mainly they are from the ag community, farmers going out and playing a game, mm-hmm, of golf, all to benefit our agricultural
education.
Is there
something that you noticed that represents all of our farmers? Is there some kind of a beautiful quality that you recognize?
Yes, most of them, I would say all of them, are very down to earth And they all
no pun intended
love,
right yeah. there, right?
They all love what they do, and that's growing food. Think about this statistic. 1% of our population feeds the other 99%.
Wow. That's huge. That's a big deal right there. Mm-hmm. Mary, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, it was really fun. And, of course, I love what you're doing and making a difference. And, again, gosh, what do you got going on this weekend? Are you doing anything fun?
This weekend? Oh, I don't know. Self-improvement. That's all
you,
I ever do.
You know what?
I
you do.
I focus
yeah,
on
but
this.
I love that. You know, I love what you do, and you're always a...
It was funny when she said Gil's Onions, because when I was manager at Rouse, his wife would come into the store and she'd be buying these, and I'm like, what is wrong? She goes, oh, he always forgets to bring them home. So she's buying Gil's Onions because he doesn't bring them home.
That is really funny. I love it. All right, well, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we are at the end of our show. You can listen to all of our shows on our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You'll learn more about us, and you'll learn more about our guests and all the events that we work with and share. And also, if you have a business or an event that you would love to share with us, please give us a call. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to share that with you and all of our guests out there and all of our listeners. And if you have an event that's happening, please give us a call. With that, we always end our show with a moment of inspiration. Nothing is more beautiful than a real smile that has struggled through some tears. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us, and we'll see you next week.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.